Yeah. Almost. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I almost forgot. Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry. We out here on a Friday morning, yo. Just chatting, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you guys for letting me be the voice of reason in your head this morning, man. Whether you're getting ready for work, or if you just, you know, you just want a silly goose time in the morning, which is what this channel is all about. An EDC silly goose time. That's what we do in here. You know what I'm saying? I almost forgot. I actually was ready. I was just sitting in front of my computer and I was watching anime on my phone. And then I'm like, oh, crap. It's 8:03 in it. And I realized I had to do the show. That's how professional I am. You know, that's the kind of morning we're having right now. I moved the mic, dude. I think it's better. Let me know if I sound all right, you know? Let me know if I sound all right. We are just chilling today, man. We got Echo D in here. I think he was in here since 4:30 a.m. He was the first one to come hop in. That's crazy. We got MWK, Nathan Nedek, Ian Coates, Colby. What's up, Colby? We got Fook Doozle. Good morning to you. And Mark Ridgewell. That's my Raiden bro. We got Javons. What's up, Javons? Woke up on the swole side of the bed. I'm feeling pretty skinny, like, lately. I don't know. My diet has been kind of not as good because, you know, Kelly's just so pregnant, bro. And Kelly only wants to eat nachos with cheese and, you know, a lot of those yummy things. You know what I'm saying? That someone shouldn't eat if you're trying to get... I mean, I could eat it if I'm bulking. I am trying to bulk right now. But I don't want to get, like, as big as I was. I was pretty fat. The last time I hit 170, I was really fat. I want to hit 170 and be lean. That's the goal. It's going to take a lot longer. But I've been eating, like, not enough protein and things like that. And that's a recipe for disaster. If you want to see the Kelly, she is on patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. Or YouTube channel memberships. So either way, you will get access to the wonderful episodes that are only available on those two platforms. You can do YouTube channel membership or patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. And then you will see the baddie of Everyday City Carry there. She's there every Sunday. Every Sunday. So you get 4 hours of podcasts a week that are exclusive. What are you all carrying today, man? I got some cool stuff. I do cook for myself. Kelly does not cook for me. She used to, but I think since, like, I've gotten really regimented, or I don't know if that's the right word, with my meals during the week, it's just easier for me to just cook ground turkey or ground beef and some rice. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much all I eat all week. And then whenever I'm out with Kelly, you know, I let loose a little bit. So I'm kind of on a 70-30 like split right now. 70% clean, 30% fuckery. And I just cursed. Oh, it's past 3 minutes. Ha! What are y'all carrying, by the way? I've been carrying this new Vision FG by Civivi. This is a very, very cool thing. There are a couple of things that are kind of weird about it. And by couple, I literally mean two things. I like everything about it. I don't like the brand placement right there. That's just kind of odd. It just is designed by Snacks. On a blacked out blade. I don't like that. It just looks weird to me. And the pocket clip is probably in the worst spot you could ever put a pocket clip. It's right there. And you just feel it all the time. I can still do what I need to do with it because your boy cutting boxes, right? You know what I mean? On this channel, we're honest with our shit. We're not trying to hard use for no reason, trying to like break bricks and all that. I'm not doing that. I'm not feathering sticks, you know what I'm saying, in the backyard. So, you know, I just cut boxes and things like that. So it does work for that. And for the price, it's fun, man. It's a fun knife, less than $80. I think it's like 78 and change. And then you have yourself a Snacks Vision FG. I think it's field grade. Vision FG. Vision feel good. No. But yeah, for, you know, under $80, it's a fun little knife, fun little lock. I think it's better than the Wii one, the lock, honestly. Because you could, like, move the wee one like out. You could like remove it by accident. So in terms of functionality, I think this is better. But of course, the Wii Vision R has better materials. As you see, I moved the mic, so it's like down here. I don't have this thing in front of me anymore, which was bothering me. It was bothering me, wasn't it? Let me know what y'all are carrying in the chat. Let's see what you got here. You got the Jaeger, the Feel Good Jack, and the Chickadee. That's fire, bro. Chilling on vacation. Nice. 940 plus case mini copper lock. You guys carry the dope shit. Yo, what's up, Steve? What's up, Echo D? Michael Morgan, what's up, man? Ian is carrying a Zahn or a Sebi. That's what I'm thinking. I have my Real Steel H6. Yo, did you buy the H6 for $30? Because like I know that that's been going around. Yeah, let me drop some knowledge for y'all if you don't know that. Let me show you guys this right now. I know a lot of people probably saw this. But if you go to Real Steel's website right now, you can get the H6 for $30, yo. It's crazy. Let's do that. Bam. So you got the H6. No, not this one. I got to do H6. H6. Check it out, yo. $29.50, right? For a 3.74-inch blade length, 14C28N. You know, G10. It's a budget knife. It's got that little lock on it. This is from, like, the days of old, bro. This, I want to say they were doing this kind of stuff way back, like, around when Rake, the company Rake, was doing that. Yeah, I'm thinking about just copping it and then just, you know, using it, you know what I mean, messing with it a little bit. Because it's a good deal, man. $30, 14C28N, G10. Real Steel's a good company. And look, they have 356 in stock. So if you want to get one, you know, you want a nice, like, big knife that is cheap. I don't think you're going to beat this right now. $29.50, 14C28N. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy. That's really crazy. And let's see what else y'all are carrying here. We got, let's see, carrying Golden Design Works Standard. What is that even, bro? What is that? What is that, dude? Let me see if I can copy it and then just, I'm just going to Google that. Yeah. I'm just going to Google that and see if it comes out. Oh, it does come out. It does, doesn't it? Here you go. I just, it says carrying Golden Design Work. All right, let's do this. Boom. Let's do this right here. The standard, bro. Oh, that looks pretty dope, dude. That looks dope. It's crazy how many knives, like, we don't know, but, like, they're awesome. You know what I'm saying? That's what's cool about this hobby, yeah. It's like you think you know everything. Actually, I never think. I think I'm one of the content creators right now that think I know absolutely nothing. And, like, I rely on my audience to help me. You know what I mean? I rely on my audience to help me, and I'm so honest about that. Like, when people ask me, like, questions in the comments or like something like that, you know, I'm always like, bro, I don't think about that stuff really. You know what I'm saying? And then they get mad at me usually. They're like, what do you mean you don't know? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I take the knife out of the box. I use a knife to cut the box open. Then I take out the new knife. I look at it. I fondle it. I admire it. I cut another knife. I cut another box with this knife to take out another knife that I'm also going to do the same thing. And then this cycle is just a vicious cycle, you know, a very, very happy vicious cycle, dude, that I am happy to share with everyone. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know, sometimes I get not confused, but I'm just like, I don't pretend to know what I don't, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I think more often than not, even me in the beginning, I was trying to get to this expert level of, like, knowledge, right? But then I was like, you know, people tell you you should create content that's true to yourself. And, you know, what's the most true to me is, like, I am very fucking casual in this hobby. I'm so casual that, you know, I just rode that I rode that fact as much as I can. And now, you know, the fruits of my labor is fucking showing itself. You know what I mean? I have all these knives. You know, I think we're going to go blade shopping today on Blade Ops. That's going to be fun. But, you know, things like that have come my way because I've been true to it. And, like, I think you guys noticed that honesty. You know what I mean? I never pretend to know more than I know. And, yeah, man, that's the my little morning session, my little morning sermon here. We got the Mordax and Bexay, or Bexar, bear. Yeah, it's a bear. It's not a Bexay. I remember now. Ian corrected me that it's the bear, bro. Bear. The Mordax. I like that one too. That's the Protec, right? I think that's the first button lock I tried from them. And then they did the Malibu, right? Am I wrong on that? I need a Malibu, bro. I don't have a Malibu. I think that's one thing that I need. I'm playing OSRS and saw you were live. What's OSRS? What is that? I'm going to Google that. What is that, bro? Oh, RuneScape. I'm like, what the? Bro, that's so old school. Let's keep going down here. Griffin Scout 2.5 fire. That's fire. Is that the Fixie? Is that the Fixed Blade? I think I got to try that one. Ray's not checking my actual carry. No, I am. I was just, you know, talking a little bit. About to be carrying my D-Rocket Zulu. Nice, dude. The D-Rocket Zulu. D-Rocket makes some crazy shit. I know that. I haven't tried any of the custom ones or anything. Oh, it's an OTF. Very interesting. Very interesting. Look at this blue one on Blade HQ. So you got M390, right? It's $250. I like the milling on the scales, on the blue scales here. Is it a Faw dagger? Is that what it is? Spear, Zulu spear. It has like a Faw edge. Oh, Faw. Yo, somebody was like, it's not Faw edge, it's Faux edge. Like in my comment section. And I was like, okay, France. You know what I'm saying? Dude was like, yo, stop saying it like that. I'm like, chill, bro, chill. Pretty cool. I've never heard of this thing. 250 for M390 OTF is pretty good, though. That's pretty good. I'm used to them costing way more than that. Oh, wait, where is it made? I guess that's the thing. Is it made in China? It doesn't say. Interesting. That means it is. Right? If it doesn't say where it's made in China. it looks dope. It looks dope, though, J Mills. Congratulations on that one. Let's keep going down here. The standard is definitely worth checking out. It's a great knife. How much is it, bro? Steve Burrow. let's keep going down here. Got the EMP Nimble T2 yesterday and love it. It's got a home in the pocket for a while. The Nimble T2, I got a story on that, actually. So this is the Nimble T2 I have here, which, you know, EMP EDC sent me to check out. And while it looks absolutely pristine to you guys, I dropped it yesterday, yo. And I kind of nicked the tip of it a little bit. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to have to send it back soon. But I'm going to be honest. Be like, yo, I dropped it. And I kind of feel something on the Tonto here a little bit. Like, you really can't tell unless you, like, really look at it. But something definitely happened. So I guess I might have a Nimble T2. they'll probably give me a deal on it or something. I didn't want to buy it, though, because I'm trying to save money, you know? About to have a baby and shit. Pho edge. Yo, bro. That's like the Vietnamese cutlery, bro. Pho edge. Yo, imagine that's like the next big company. You got the Pho edge. We don't use the ATR-13 MOB. We use M390. I'm just kidding. I don't know if I felt like I could do that. Maybe because I'm Southeast Asian and Asians make fun of each other all the time. You got the Pho edge. All right. Oh, shit. We're stupid. Hogue Deca work carry and the F5.5 after. Damn. Yo, Deca is a good work knife, man. I stand by that. I don't think I'm ever going to go back on that. And the F5.5, absolute gas. Absolute gas, bro.
Got a bit busy. Yo, Fox is taking care of the MTA system, yo. You know what I'm saying? The train system in the New York City. So he's gotta focus on that. Price is so low, they cause emotional damage. Emotional. Yeah, that's what it is. Let's see some knives that I got recently. This is one that really surprised me. If you do watch my channel or my Instagram or any of my other pages, this is, guys, this is really good. This is $249. It's called the Tuya Knives Wrath. It's got, the frag pattern titanium. You have S90V blade steel, okay? Crazy grind on the blade and just literally everything you would want. Very good fit and finish. It's dual deployments. For those that don't like the front flipper, you get the thumb studs as well. Reverse flicking this is not great, I would say, even though I just did it right now. It like really hurts after a while, but standard flick, really good. And front flipper is really good. It's the acoustics for me, though. It sounds awesome closing. I don't know what that is. Sounds so awesome. And it's not loose or anything. And it's a guillotine too. Really, really cool. For $249, I mean, it's really good deal. It's finished very well. So, you know, you just have to like the design, really. That's pretty much what it is with this one. But, you know, there's the ergos on that. It's good. It's good, man. It's good. Like the little choil here too. I was surprised by this one. The Tuya Knives Wrath. Very surprised by this. Did not think I was going to like this that much, but love it. Love it. That is a new one there. And then I got that Vision FG. What else have I been playing with? The Giant Mouse Iona V2, right? I didn't use this, actually. Kelly did. She was cutting foam in the garage for our little garage gym, and she cut the concrete by accident. So the Magna Cut got a little bit chipped here, not too bad though. And she finished off the rest of the job. So you want to cut some foam, Giant Mouse Ace, Giant Mouse Ace Iona V2. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Giant Mouse Ace Iona V2. Magna Cut, Green Micarta, 195, I think. If you like the curved handles for ergonomics, like me, you know what I'm saying? Jimping is right up here too, right there. Not here. It's like right there. So when you hold it, you're going to be here. Very nice. Very nice for that. It feels like a giant mouse. So if you want some with bearings, this is on washers, I believe. So this is meant to be like a work knife here. I like it though. Don't like that chunky Chavez drop point style blade. That is what Ian Coates said. Zahn or Sebi or Bust, bro. Bust. Yo, what's up, Dave S? Fa Edge, specialist in failure management. Did I hear the new 20 CV CF Decas are 320? I wouldn't even get that. I wouldn't get that. I would rather get an original GOAT scale and then the regular Deca with Magna Cut and then just do that. That's what I would do. That it'll be around 200. And you got like a pretty crazy work knife right there. Speaking of Original Goat, right? Shout out to Marty. I know he's not in here right now. Original Goat sends me Mannix 2 scales. Remember, I think I was on the show when they did that. And then I was like telling you guys. And I bought a Mannix 2. Shout out to MWK. Me with Knives Mark. He was going to get me a deal on a Mannix 2. But I bought it already that day. Just got a regular one. S30V. Black. It's all blacked out. The one that I got. And I think I got it from Knife Center. So I bought it. But, like, I have to go back to the Bronx because Original Goat sent my package to my old address, bro. I'm like, damn. No, please. You know what's crazy is I changed my address on the website, too. I think, like, they were just used to sending it to me there. And they sent it to me to the Bronx. So today, you know, after I go to the doctors with good Kelly, right? We check on the baby and all that. I got to go all the way to the Bronx, bro, just to get that shit. And it's like near my old place, too. It's like maybe 4 blocks away from my old place. And I'm like, I do not want to go back to the hood again, yo.
I'm just so tired of that place, bro. Hey, what's up, B Shady? What's up, bro? The fact that a chip might mean they actually stepped up their heat treatment. I dropped it pretty far, though, like right here. I would say like this table. So this table is about like here. Okay, out from the table to a ceramic fucking floor, bro. It didn't chip. You know what I'm saying? It didn't chip, but it's got like a little bit of a, like a roll. I don't know if it's a roll or, I don't know. Like, it definitely is not out of, you can't tell. Like, by looking at it, you're like, oh, it's fine. And then you, a closer inspection, you know what I mean? You got to Sherlock Holmes it. You see it. It's not too bad. If I do have to buy it, I will probably send it to Jared, get a new edge on it. I have a couple of knives I want him to sharpen. By the way, you know, best sharpening service in the game, Neve's Knives, you know what I'm saying? If you put in an address change, they will forward it. They will not, actually. So I had original GOAT call. You work for UPS, right, Aaron? So original GOAT called, who is the account holder, right? And they said UPS told them that they can only hold the package at location. They cannot forward it. So I have to go get it. That's basically what happened. I'm under the impression that that's the same thing. I mean, I was a shipping manager long time ago, like 10 years ago. So I don't know if that's the case now, if they've changed it, but they did try to change it and they said, nah, we'll hold that location. And I'm like, fuck, dude. So now I gotta just, you know, I gotta just do that, dude. You know, we got Eugene Krabs in the crib. We got Matt Hoff as well. Thank you for coming through. I dropped my aluminum M390 bug out, I think a year ago, was thinking of selling it for a stupid cheap or putting Matan Boss scales on it. Did you mess up the edge, Ian? Or it's just like, you know, the scales got scratched up or something? But yeah, let me know, Aaron B, if that's possible. You know, I'm probably gonna go pick it up because like I'll just get it today, and then I could do the video. And by the time the you know, the Manix 2 gets here, I can have a nice little video for you guys. Is the Manix 2 hard to disassemble? Did he just do this to torture me? I'm not sure. I did an address change before I moved from Florida to NC, and they forwarded anything that... Oh, you mean like an address change? Yeah, we did that as well. We did that as well. Yeah, we did that as well, my friend. But I think... I don't know about UPS, though. It's not USPS. It's UPS. That's what I had to do. Edge is fine. A scale. Scale is nicked. I would just get new scales, Ian. You know, with a bug out, I probably would get new scales anyway because there's so many nice aftermarket scales. I like, let me know in the chat, by the way, chat, let me know if you like to add aftermarket scales to your stuff. I think it's just like a thing that I like doing. Feel like the knife is mine, you know? I'm like, yo, this is the best right here, bro. And I just like doing that, bro. That's my shit right there. What else do I have in here new right now? I have some QSP shit I forgot. I forgot that this was, that I even had this. Yeah, I feel so terrible. Yeah, so this is the hornbill right here. This is a thick one, dude. This is thick, bro. I think that's G10. Kind of an odd little knife. Good ergonomics. Good action. You know what I'm saying? Design looks like a bird or something. I mean, I guess it's called the hornbill. Maybe that's why. Is this the hornbill? Yeah, it is. I forgot how much it is. But yeah, got a lot of funky little things you can do with this blade here. This is the hornbill. I think this is... I forgot, there's no branding on the blade at all, which some people definitely don't like. But I don't know what steel this is. And I want to tell my friends I know what it is. I don't know. Let me double check here. It says S35VN. Yeah, the old school goodie, bro.
You know what I'm saying? S35EN. I think this is, I want to say it's less than 200. We can check on QSP right now. By the way, I am finally sponsored by QSP. That's cool. And I sent them a list of stuff. I always like it when a company is like, hey, take a look at the website and see what you want to check out. And then I just get to select and choose. That's awesome. You know what I mean? That's awesome. I did select these, though. These are from a pass around. And then they hit me up after the pass around. Actually, they hit me up at Blade Show. And I forgot about that message. And then I never went back to it until like 2 weeks ago. This is the Swordfish. Yeah, it's kind of a weird one. I wish the scales were just all black. That's my only thing about it. It's a nice little button lock. I think this one is pretty cheap. I think it's like 60 maybe. And it's a 14C28N. Wired pocket clip, button lock, thumb stud flipper. You know, nice little budget game. You know what I'm saying? Warny. People always like that. Kind of dig it. You know what I mean? Kind of dig it. I've been playing with this. This is the craziest thing I play with right now. Look at this. Showed you guys this before. I mean, look at the spin time on this, guys. Look at this. I mean, how insane is this that this bit driver has better action than so many fidget tools that I own, yo? It just spins forever. Like forever, dude. It just doesn't stop spinning at all. Now, I know that some people are going to say, like, why would I spend $275 for a bit driver when I could get one for 40 bucks or 30 bucks? Because it looks like this, dude. And sometimes in this hobby, you got to reward yourself, man. Do you know how good it feels to look at this thing on my desk every day? And I get bored. I'm working, right? I'm editing. I get bored and I just go like this. And I just spin the shit out of it. And I get joy inside. You know what I mean? I get so much joy from that. That's from Good Screw. You can go to getgoodscrew.com to get those. And you can buy them separately. Let's say you don't want to buy the base. You could just buy the bit driver. It's like $125 for the bit driver, $150 for the base. And yo, it's crazy. I showed you guys this. I talked about it before. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like the presentation is crazy. You get this crazy box. They also sent me Sebi scales. Yo, Ian, look, check it out. I got Sebi scales, dude. Anybody want some Sebi scales? Maybe I'll give it away. Look at that. This is a large Sebi, right? They sent that to me too. I guess they're gonna do scales now. Pretty awesome, man. Pretty awesome. But I'm holding on to that. I don't have a Sebi, but I'll hold on to that. Maybe I'll give it away later. You want to do some Informer, guys? Let's do some Informer right now.
They make the frogs! Yay! They make the frogs! They make
God.
Frogs gay!
Wrong button. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy of lamb. I like you, bum bum man. All right. So this Informer segment actually came from our homie MWK. I did know about this. I just kind of forgot. because I saw this, I think, yeah, this week. It must have been this week. And our friend Crazy K, who has now started Piratech with Damon, they were both from Kaiser. They both resigned. And then they both, you know, just said, hey, we're a couple, by the way. I kind of had an inkling that they were, you know, hanging out with him at the Kaiser dinner. You know what I mean? She was really trying to help him and all that. And I was like, I think this dude, I think there's something going on here. And Damon is a cool dude. I have a video with him. He designed the Hyper. But yeah, there is, and I'm going to show you right now, dude. I'm going to show you right now. So this is the video, right? I think this is what Kay posted from what I'm noticing. Yeah. Okay. So this is what Kay posted right here. She says, just noticed that one of the new Kaiser products is my design, which is named the Seahorse. Not sure if they will make the Nikti Korax Night Raven as well, but I can guarantee that I'm not contracted with Kaiser. So this knife right here is her design. and she's not with Kaiser anymore. And I guess they went ahead and made it. Now, I don't know what the contractual stuff is, because at the time, maybe she was still an employee of Kaiser. So Kaiser has the right to, you know, release it. Like, I don't know what that is. It was just, you know, a little bit of gossip that I thought we would be interested in and we could discuss, like, how we feel about it. Now, this is the Kaiser video that was released on Instagram showing the knife. And there it is right there. Hold on. Can I pause it? All right. Hold on. That's it. Let's see. Oh, there it is right there. I just saw it. All right. There's a knife. Oh, there it is right there. There it is right there, dude. So they show it at the end and also like right there. It's pretty cool looking knife, actually. Pretty cool looking knife. Now, I didn't watch the Kaiser like stream last night. Did any of you guys watch it? Let's see if like they talked about it, because I think that, oh damn, yo, my thumbnail looks gas, yeah. Right? I just got it. All I really did was went to Canva, which is like an app where you could, you know, do graphic design, and found this template, and I just put Times Square in the background, and then that's it, yeah. And I remember like Brandon from Everyday Minimalist, he hit me up because he was like, yo, the new thumbnail looks great, bro. And I'm like, thanks. Let's think of Kaiser though and see if they showed this thing. By the way, drop in the chat how you feel about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Did they just stole it? Like, are you guys cool with that? Like, what's going on? Oh, damn, it is so weird that Kay is still here. Look at this. Right? Isn't that weird? And now, here, let's do this.
He was still on her Instagram and said that the safe knife at 50%, $150. My colleague. The blade is 3.74.
I'm not gonna say this, yo.
Clipper.
I would say that Kay is definitely better at doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Design for.
Not trying to diss this fine young lady here, but Kay just had a way about her of doing these lives. You know what I'm saying? She was really high energy and bubbly and just like a breath of fresh air in this, you know, like sea of overseas manufacturers. She felt like one of us, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense. She was just a very friendly face, like even through my messages with her, like through Instagram, you know, there was like just, she was very genuine about things. She was like, hey, I'm going to do this for you and I'm going to do this for you. And she would, you know, I'm trying to see if they show, oh, they did, bro. Is that it?
It's the C-hole.
Oh my God, yo.
And for the overall length is 7.44 inches long. 7.44 inches, the overall length. And the blade length is 3.03 inches. 3.03 inches.
Wow, that is the design right there. That is definitely the design right there. So how we feel about that, bro? How are we feeling about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that messed up? Like, what do you guys think? It's Pyrotech? I thought it was Pyrotech. Because it was just one T. Am I wrong on this? I could be totally wrong. My memory is messed up all the time. Large Sebenza Magna Cut drop point with Madagascar ebony inlays. Damn, bro. That sounds mad ill, bro. Yeah, dude. Aaron B. EDC's an Espada XL because it's the only thing that will fit his massive. Yeah, bro. Let's keep going down. I have long fingers. Oh, man, dude. The wife must be aching, bro. And the carpal tunnel flares up when I grip it. I don't know if I have carpal tunnel or not. I'm not sure. Probably not, I would say, because I lift weights a lot and I don't feel it then. My lower back is fucked up though. Like it's never recovered. Like I was doing deadlifts. I just try to go too heavy and then I just fucked it up and it's just never recovered from that, bro. So like I don't do deadlifts anymore. I do other stuff. Kaiser has done clones in the past. Check out Kaiser Magnum V3. Yeah, I heard about this. This is way back. I don't know what when K was there though. Like I think that stuff kind of stopped. And then now I don't know. I couldn't watch that Kaiser stream for 2 hours. Need some humor or emotion in it. I mean, you know, like doing this stream for people, it's definitely a skill. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been doing it for a long time. Like I can talk on camera. Like I have no reservations. I have no shyness whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? I've interviewed guests, like so many guests. And definitely going to try to have some guests again, guys. But yeah, man, like it's definitely a skill. Like you can't just go out and do it. I remember my first podcast, I was doing it solo. And I think that actually helped me a lot that I did my podcast solo in the beginning. Because now I can just do this and talk to the chat like no problem. You know, like, yo, I'm going to just say that I'm going to keep it a buck, bro. Like if you come to Everyday City Carry, there's not a lot of dead air. There's not a lot of oohs and ums. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping that flow going. Because I've probably done almost 1,000 episodes of everything. I mean, you know that saying 10,000 hours, bro. You know, you become a master or some shit. You got to do like 1,000 episodes, dude. You know, to get to be a master of the podcasting. I come for the silly gooseness. Me too. I love doing that. I love doing that with you guys. But how do y'all feel about that? You know what I'm saying? That they stole Kaiser is still using it. I mean,
for the blade. And the weight is 3.08 ounces. And it also has a deep carry clip.
Look at Dwayne K right here, designer. Yo, they're trying to stir shit up. Look at the chat. It says, designer. Who designed it? Dwayne K just said that. I will bully K into telling me if she insisted on sound. That will settle my questions. What the heck? I mean, people are going crazy in the chat right now. Is she going to say the designer? She's reading the chat.
Into
K's design, yo, people are like going off in the chat right now. K's design.
They were set to all my question. Okay, for designer, because it's designed during the working time, so the rights of the owner of this design belongs to Kaiser.
Oh, see, at least they, you know what I'm saying? At least they handled it correctly. They said that the rights does belong to Kaiser. So Rosie put Seahorse. It's $44. It's a liner lock blade steel. 9CR 18 MOV G10 blade. I mean, yo, $44 though. It's pretty good. It's kind of like how Civivi first started. When Civivi first came out, I think they weren't doing D2. They were doing 9CR 18 MOV, from what I remember. And they were releasing models, I think, like the Aquila and the Praxis. I could be wrong on the models. But that's what they were doing in the very beginning, like the very first Kaisers, bro. And they looked a little more like Wii knives. Let me try to look this up right now and see if I can illuminate, bro, like what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? So we got this. Oh, it's, yo, not even, bro. When did they start doing 9CR 18 MOV? I know they did. I just forgot what model. Is it like the Shard, maybe? Shard, bro? Is the Shard 9CR 18? No, that's D2 already. I remember they were doing that. Kaiser's best is the Beg Glider. The Beg Glider is very good. I do agree with you on that. But I think in the beginning, when I first started collecting, this was like 5 years
ago, maybe even six. I don't even know how long ago it was, bro. When I first started my channel, and even before that, because before I started my channel, I think I was like almost a year into collecting. And I was just watching like Nick Shabazz and Love Them Knives. And I was like, yo, I could do this too. You know what I'm saying? And I remember the big models for them were one, the Kaiser Feist One, right? By Justin Lundquist. That's the first production front flipper like ever, I think. And I remember I watched a guy on YouTube named Walking Reviews. And he would walk around and review knives while walking his dog and shit. You guys ever heard of this guy? I don't know if he makes videos anymore. But I remember I saw it and he was like, yeah, it's, you know, it's a front flipper. And I was like, what? That's crazy. Let me show you guys right now. So that's it right there. Look at this. 6 years ago, this was a big model for Kaiser.
YouTubers, welcome to
damn,
another.
I surpassed this guy now. I used to think this guy was the shit, dude. Holy crap.
Edition of Walking Reviews. Today we're going to be taking a look at a very highly anticipated production knife from Kaiser. This is the new Kaiser Feist.
That was the shit back then. The Feist One, bro.
So this is
that
the
was ill, dude.
Front flipper that Kaiser has.
Look at the pop. This is so cool. Yeah, I used to love these videos, bro, because there wasn't a lot of, you know, knife YouTube stuff back then. So you were just watching whoever's doing it. You know what I mean? You were just watching whoever's doing it, bro. And there was like maybe like less than 10, dude, that were like good. You know, now it's like you have like 100 maybe that are good. Maybe more. You know what I'm saying? I don't even consider myself good. You know, by good, I mean like Jared, like Neves Knives, you know, Metal Complex, you know, these guys that are doing that. And there's so many different branches of it now. You know, now you have the photography guys like Ron and Everyday Minimalist. And you just got to choose your flavor, you know. And then you got guys like me, the degenerate guys that are kind of just casual as fuck, you know. The non-squeaky clean guys. That's me, yo. Yo, what's up, Double the Tent? But look, check this out right here, man. This is the Feist One was a big model, right? Another one that was big was the Kaiser Gemini. That's a really, really good knife. Kaiser Gemini. That's what I just wrote right now. The Kaiser Gemini was a great fucking knife for the time, dude. You know what I'm saying? And then they had the Vanguard ones released later. This is the Kaiser Gemini exclusives in two sizes. That's the Neves doing it up. But the Gemini was an amazing knife. Oh my God, look at Cedric and Ada. Oh no, I'm going to get sad, bro, because these two dogs died. God, bro. 6 years ago, I think they both died already. That's so sad.
Hey, gang, a review today on this Kaiser. I would have come across too many.
I mean, that is a good looking knife for
with
6 years
to this,
ago.
Blade here.
This is Ray Laconico, all right? This was another model, and I think to this day, this is still a really good option.
It is a real pleasure. And,
for an
I've
EDC
carried
knife,
it for
bro.
A fair while now, and despite a video that I released recently-ish.
Yo, this is it's so funny to watch my friend's videos from way back. The Gemini is another good one.
Where I sort of compared all these flippers together. It was between the...
Bro, it's what's crazy is like, these people are my friends now. And I used to just watch them and be like in awe of like, oh my God, they have people send them stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I remember like, this is a couple of months ago. I don't know how many months ago I was talking to, because I have a chat where I talk to the OGs, you know. I remember I used to call them the Knife YouTube Elites. And then, you know, but I guess my, you know, my friends now are the elites, aren't they? You know, like Brandon and Jared, fucking Metal Comp, they're really the elites now. But, you know, these are the guys from way back, Advanced Knife Bro, Cedric and Ada, Nick Shabazz, you know, Knife Nuts Podcast. And I remember... I was talking about TikTok or something, and I think they were ragging on me, which we do often. You know, that's how we love each other. And I really stood up for myself at that time. You know, I'm kind of the youngest channel in that group. And I really stood up for myself at that time. I said that I don't know how you guys did YouTube back then. I still haven't figured out like how y'all did it. But when it comes to short form content, like I know exactly what I'm talking about, you know, and you could make shitloads of money on TikTok. And I was like saying stuff like that. And, you know, I was like, I at least in that field, like I know a lot, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, the Gemini
still, and I think this one is actually,
yeah, it's just cool that they're my friends. So this is the Gemini right here.
Dislodged the Lion Steel TRE is my favorite frame lock flipping knife.
Look at that, bro.
There's a few reasons why, but I think the main
beautiful, man. So this Feist one, the Gemini, you're my elite friend now. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that, bro. My favorite Aussie channel is YBS Youngbloods, not EDC related though. That's dope, dude. I like Pete. Aussies have a decent sense of humor. Yeah, Pete is one of my favorite podcast guests I've ever had. That was really fun. Another big one for Kaiser was the Sheepdog. Sheepdog was huge for them. Kaiser Sheepdog, look at that. Dude, at that time, knives didn't really look like this on the production side, man. I don't think y'all know who just got into the hobby. Like, you just couldn't get a lot of knives. Now it's like any design is out there. You know what I'm saying? You could go to like just Google and say like, hey, I want a titanium frame lock, you know, cleaver knife, and you'll get it. Back then, it wasn't that hard. You would have to pay for like more higher end stuff, you know, not like affordable, like under $200 kind of shit. But, you know, you had, oh, let's do a metal complex one.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's still really good, in my opinion, bro. This is, damn, 11. Oh, this is a year ago, actually. This is not 11. Let's do, like, one from way back. This is 6 years ago. Still, you know what I'm saying? Like, still good looking if you want a cleaver, you know? Still good looking if you want a cleaver. And in the Beglider, I know which Beglider video made me want it. Big lighter. Let's go to this one. Yeah, Nick Shabazz's video, bro. Like, this thing looks fucking sick, dude. Yo, man, that thing looks so sick, dude. So I agree with you, Ian. Like, Big lighter is gas. But I think there was those models I just showed you right now, I think were what kind of cemented Kaiser into where it is right now. You know what I mean? It was models like that. And they would do these crazy collaborations with designers. And then they would just have these one-off designs. You know what I mean? They did stuff with Isham, you know, RIP, a lot of Isham stuff. And that's really how I think they cemented themselves in this industry, is like with those models, you know, and they still make those models today and people still buy them. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what y'all are saying in the chat, though. I haven't been in the chat in a while. Let's see, going out. You're my elite. Thank you for that, bro. I know I already said thank you, but that warms my heart, dude. Fairbairn Films is another underrated Aussie channel. Comedy skits with maybe the occasional knife in a skit. I probably watched that. What's up, Seams? What's up, Ryan? How's it going, dude? We got. I used to collect knives. Was in the whole beginner phase, like Kershaw's here at KT. I had no idea. There was a whole world of knives, so I grew bored and stopped until I picked up my OD Bug Out. I started with that, right? With the CRKT Kershaws. Even before that, before I got into the knife YouTube, bro, I bought like crap, yo. Like, I would buy like automatics from like M-Tech, you know what I'm saying? Tac Force and shit. Just terrible stuff. I bought clones and all that. Like, I didn't know anything. And then once I got deeper into the hobby, did the Kershaw CRKT stuff. Kershaw and CRKT is like, if you want to buy knives for like $20, you know what I'm saying? I think today, if you want to get into qual, because I looked this up, because somebody on my TikTok was like, please give us options of $10 to $20 knives. And I actually think I'm going to have to buy some $10 to $20 knives. Most of the knives are $20. But if you're going for $20, you're going to be getting things like 8CR 13 MOV. There's just no getting around it, right? Or 440C. That's what you're going to get. You know what I mean? And some people don't care about that. So But yeah, I looked yesterday, and it's funny because I looked, right? And still, to this day, I still think that the Kershaw Pub, you know, is still one of the best, like, $20 neck knives there is. I mean, look, first of all, looks kind of gas as a necklace. It lays flat. So I just have it right here every day, bro. And if I leave my knife on the table, right, or something like that, and I don't have it, let's say I was flipping it and somebody called me, I'm at a gathering or something, and I left it there, or I'm home and Kelly asked me to do something, hey, come take a look at this. And I leave my knife on this table and I go away or whatever, and then I need to cut something, like I have this on my neck, right? It's a slip joint. It's designed by Sinkovich, first of all. That's a crazy thing. Oh, no, it's not Sinkovich. What's his name? The other guy. Oh, it is Sinkovich. Yeah, look how rusted it is, too. I got to clean that off. It's ATR 13 MOV, you know, dulls easily, sharpens easily, and aluminum and stainless steel. You have a bottle opener and a flathead. And it's like, I think this is like $19. It comes in a variety of colors. I really like this. And then I bought this chain from Thailand when I was there. It's really cool. Looks kind of like chainmail-y almost. And this is what I rock on the neck, bro, every single day. Just have that right there. And it's really, I still think it's really good for that purpose. Like, because all the other neck knives are too bulky. They look weird. They'll show up on your shirt, you know? That one, people just think that you're just a dude that like jewelry. Like, you have a pendant. So that's one of the $20 ones that I would recommend. You know, you just got to know the steel is like pretty bad, you know, and it has no lock. So this is just an emergency backup thing. But in those moments when for some reason your knife ain't on you and you got to cut this thing, you know what I mean? Like your buddy is holding a string like, yo, bro, help me cut this right now. And your knife is over there. You got the thing on the neck. You're good to go. You know what I mean? So I've been carrying that for a long time already, you know. Chicago Knife Works big sale, pulled a discontinued Civivi Odium. Ooh, that's a good price. Oh my God, the bow for $25? Damn, those are good deals right there. The bow is really nice. I like the Civivi bow a lot. Yo, what's up, Brawny? What's up, dude? Yo, we got to talk about some graphic design, bro. I think I'm about to hire you to make a shirt or something. We need some merch. We need some EDCC merch. But I'm always, it's weird. I have this weird thing where, like, I never want to give work to people I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't really know any graphic designers, but I think that, you know, Bronny's a graphic designer. I think, from what I remember. ZT Nets needs to get back to the collab knives. Yo, that's what I'm saying. Do you remember how good ZT knives were when they were just collabing left and right with people? Son, now it's almost like We Knives took that model. I'm not saying took it, but it's like, because you know that dude, what's his name, Gus something. What's that dude's name? I'm just gonna write ZT Knives Gus. We're gonna find it. I had to sell mine. Here, check this out right here. So this knife, I used to have it. This is the ZT 0055. I had the brown one. This is out of stock now. You can't get these no more. But I had the brown and black one, and it had the disappearing flipper tab, bro. You know what I'm saying? Before the before the kick stop, son, they had the Gus Ciccini shit. You know what I'm saying? And these were so cool. SLT spring loaded tab. Now the kick stop definitely sound better, but spring loaded tab, bro. This was a cool one right here. This one right here was really sick. And then, you know, one of my favorite ZT knives of all time, the 0456, signed by Sinkovich. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even have it anymore. Look at that. God, I'm so glad I have mine, yo. I am so fucking glad I have mine. You know? That's so funny you brought that up, Nathan. That's a good point, bro. I don't know if ZT is even going to be a thing. Are they just going to stop making shit? Like, they don't even make knives anymore. The last new design they had was that fixed blade. And that's it. You know what I mean? Oh, damn, I was supposed to go shopping with you guys, and I totally didn't do that. I just ended up talking to you guys the whole time. You know, doing my job as a host, you know, having no dead air. We were supposed to go knife shopping on Blade Ops. I guess I'm going to have to do that this weekend. Ray Winter, free to hang out with Fox, Mark, and me. I'm going to say, let's see. This weekend, I'm pretty booked. Maybe next weekend? I don't know. Hey, when are we free? My girl said next weekend. So, Sunday? On Sunday? Are we going somewhere on Saturday? Oh, shit. Damn, I'm so booked, bro. I'm going to say Sunday next weekend. Y'all can probably catch me on that. Catch me outside. How about that? Catch me in my yard. How about that? I don't have a lot of time, though. Like, maybe I could give you guys an hour. And that sounds very, like, narcissistic or something. But, dude, your boy is tight on time. Like, 7 days a week. Just super tight. But, you know, I got to make time for the homies, of course. You know, and whenever you all want to chill. And I'll have a bunch of knives to check out by that time, I think. If hopefully the Blade Ops package comes that week, and then you all be able to play with those knives too. Because the last time I met up with Fox and Dave at my house, and Mark Ridgewell, you could come too. I just took out every knife that I had. Like, you know, the Apache cases were out, and I was like, oh, this is the Kaiser stuff. This is my main collection. This is my you know, loner knives, and we all just play with knives for like an hour. And then, you know, I had to get back to work, but I do enjoy that stuff. You know, I'm trying to take like Kelly's approach to life, where it's like, you need a fucking break sometimes, dude, you know, and I have a really hard time doing that. And lately, like, my mental health has been fucking killer. It's been really spot on. So I'm trying not to fall back into that, you know, just getting obsessed with analytics and numbers. And then, you know, the content starts slacking too, you know, once you keep thinking of that. Like, I'm trying to just keep having fun, like, boom, 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 you know. So that would be a nice little break, get to hang out with you guys. And, you know, let me know, man, if y'all want to do that. I work near a surplus store and was always in there picking up stuff, but I didn't know any of the technical side or even what CRK was. I was the same as you, bro. I would just look at knives and I would be like, oh, that looks cool, let me get it, you know, and then just get something on Amazon. This is how long ago it was. Amazon used to send folding knives to New York City. They don't anymore, but they used to. And that's where I would get most of my knives. And they just stopped one day, you know. I got a Smith & Wesson auto dagger and thought it was cool as fuck. Yo. Oh, shit. I mean, back then, right, when you first start collecting and you're kind of just like, it's kind of a wonderful thing, though. You know, when you first get into this hobby and everything looks good, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, let me get that M-Tech. You know what I mean? $15. That's a great deal. And then you get it. And, you know, it's fine for the beginning, you know, for cutting stuff. But once you, Ray, get some rake knives. I do have some rake knives, bro. I have the rake Pieta 1. You know what's a good one that people don't talk about anymore? I think it's the Thor. Is it? I forgot. No, it's not the Thor. What is it called? God damn it. There's one knife that a homie of mine, let's look for him actually. Let's go to YouTube and look up JT's Knife Life. I miss this guy so much, man. He was like so nice to me. He's really genuinely, like, I miss him, you know. Because he was one of the OGs of Knife YouTube. He was kind of like in the same class as Stasa and me. But there was one rake that he really, right here, the Fang, bro. And he goes like, hello out
there. Hello out there. And today we're doing my first review of a rake knife. And this one is the Rake Fang.
Split up.
And it is number P1Q. All right. running on bearings, manual flipper, really smooth, and you can see that it almost completely fills the frame because this is a larger knife than most of the knives that I pick up. We have about a 3.6-inch blade. See the depth of it, but everywhere where these layers,
it's interesting to hear him say, like, that it has bearings. I'll have a good day. Seems logical. Thank you for coming through, bro. It's funny to hear him say, like, yo, this has bearings. And that was crazy back then for a budget knife to have 14C28N, G10, and bearings, where now it's like normal. You know what I'm saying? Back then, it was very, very different, yo. Very different. And look at this. And it's under $40, bro. This is what, remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I was like, what is up with 14C28N and why is it so fucking expensive now? Because back then, you could get a rake knife, P105 Qfang, for under $40, dude. Under $40. A G10, 14C28N, it's a liner lock with bearings. You know, it's a budget knife, but it was under $40. Now you're seeing like D2 at like $200. You're seeing 14C28N at like over $100, $150. It don't make sense. And rake, I wonder if this is still, let's see if this is still $40 right now. It probably is. The rake prices have not increased. I think that rake knives are still legit. Oh, they have one right here on Amazon. Look at this. Bro, $44, yo. You know what I mean? Budget knife, $44, 14C28N, G10, bearings. Still pretty good for today's standards. Look at that weird-ass clip, though. Look at this clip, yo. Damn. It's so funny to go back to the past. You know what? Like, if they maybe made this branding smaller and put it, like, right here and, like, change this clip, it'd be kind of gas still. Like, you know what I mean? I think this kind of pattern, like, we don't fuck with it as much anymore. If it was just plain blue or black. They have a black one? Is it the black one? Let's see. Oh, it is a black one. It's still kind of whack, though. No, it's blue. Crazy. Thank you for like mentioning that, Aaron, because I didn't mention rake for a long time. Yeah, man, things have changed. Ray, did you ever get stopped for the neck knife? I've never gotten stopped, so I've only gotten, you know, they do the stop and frisk thing. And I told this story before. I bought a katana umbrella. All right. I bought a katana umbrella, right? And yeah, I think it was this one. It's just an umbrella. It's not a katana like at all, but it does have a long ass handle. Yeah, it was. Let me share it with you right now. You guys are gonna laugh mad hard at this. Yeah, so this is the only time I got frisked. So I was in Penn Station. And I had this, I was carrying it exactly like this. And these two cops stopped me. They were like mad Brooklyn Italian accent as fuck, bro. And they stopped me. They're like, hey, what's that? And then the guy takes it out. And I'm like, oh, it's just an umbrella. I had to take my headphones out. I said, it's just an umbrella. And mind you, I was wearing a full suit and tie. And I had a long ponytail like Steven Seagal. So I don't know what I looked like to them. Maybe they thought I was a Yakuza member or something. But they take it. They take the umbrella, and then the guy opens it. And the girl is like, that's fucking 7 years bad luck. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, officer, it's just an umbrella. I didn't know that it was illegal to carry that. And then the guy cop was like, it looked like a fucking kamikaze case or something. Like, these motherfuckers being racist is shit to me. It's a good thing I'm not Japanese. I'm Filipino, you know? Look like a kamikaze case. And then they said, you know, it's use it in a home setting. You know, you could get mistaken for that. And things could have turned out really bad, you know? And that's the only time I've ever gotten stopped. I think one time my bag got searched, maybe, but of course I never carry anything in my bag because they're allowed to check your bag in the subway. They're not allowed to search you unless you're like doing backflips and shit and like causing a ruckus, you know what I'm saying? But they do have bag checks in the subway in New York City. So, but yeah, like I never carry with a pocket clip out. In New York City, it's illegal to brandish that you have a knife on you. That's like the murky shit is like you can't show that you have it. You know what I'm saying? So I never use my knives in public and I never have the pocket clip showing. It's just a no-no in New York City. And no, because look, it looks flat as fuck, dude. How are you going to know this is just not just a necklace? Look at that. Look at that, bro. You can't even see it. It's the perfect backup knife. You're never going to forget it. Plus, you know, you leave that chain hanging, though. It looks pretty cool, you know? They have blue ones. They have, like, a bunch of colors. I do have to go right now, guys. I'm sorry I have to cut it short. I have to take Kelly to the baby doctor. You know, we're going to check on the little one. But, man, it was so much fun. I forgot to go shopping with you guys. I guess I'll do that over the weekend so we can have it next week. But much love to everybody, and I hope you have a great Friday. The weekend is starting, you know. But thank you so much for letting me talk to you guys this morning, man. And I hope you had a good time getting ready, heading to work, you know, chilling, like not paying attention to the meeting and having me like talk about rake knives. I absolutely had a lot of fun today. And much love to everybody. This is your boy Ray and the Everyday City Carry saying peace.